Hello, my dear ones. I hope you're having a fantastic day. I am doing so great in this moment, but I didn't have the easiest morning that I've ever had. It started with my husband lost his work ID, and then he was late for work, and it was a big day, and he wasn't supposed to be late, but he was, and he couldn't find his ID, and it was a big no-no to lose your ID. Where could it be? Did you have it? You know, of course, you know, I was quite involved and implicated in the misplacement of this ID. And then once we got that sort of resolved, then it moved to we had a very small amount of time to get my daughter ready for school. And then the dog ate her breakfast when our back was turned, and that was pretty dramatic. And then she insisted, you know, she's four, she insisted to wear her big, puffy, green winter coat to school on a warm, sunny day. And at a certain point, I said to her, whatever you want, honey, if you want to wear a snowsuit to school today, go ahead. Let's just get out the door. You ever had one of those mornings? So that was my morning this morning. And I have to share with you, in service to you, really, truly in service to you, the thing that turned it all around for me. So my husband's at work. The dog is napping on the couch. The child is at school. I get back to a quiet house. Ooh. But I needed to come down from the stress of the morning. So what did I do? I listened to my new freebie. And that is a guided meditation that I channeled from Source. It's an energy upgrade meditation to up your energy frequency, dissolve your doubt, so you can align to a prosperous soul-guided business. And I'd listened to the meditation a few times as I was recording it, but I hadn't listened to it or done the meditation in a few weeks. So I decided to sit down with my iPhone and I just pushed play while my dog slept next to me. And I got into the juiciest, deepest meditation. It's a guided meditation and it's also an active meditation. And it's really good if you're someone who is gifted at meditation and does it all the time, or meditation doesn't really come naturally for you, or you prefer other sorts of ways to connect. I really feel like it's really meant for you, however you land on the meditation spectrum. So if you haven't had a chance to download it yet, I do highly recommend it. There's a link in the show notes. You can also find a link on my homepage at AllisonScammell.com. And if you haven't had a chance to admire my new website and take a look at my beautiful new logo and my new brand, it really is good, you guys, and I really feel good about it. Why do I feel so good about it? Wow, I invested a lot of time and money in this new brand. And oh, that brings us so nicely to our topic for this week, how to make the right investments in yourself and your business. I really felt called to do this episode because what are the two main things we invest? We invest time and money. And that will be the focus of this episode. How to know when is the right time to invest the time and or the money into something, and what do we invest in? How to know. The content I'll be sharing with you today is extremely valuable and timely, and I really believe you are going to take away some really, really useful nuggets for your business, so you're always investing in just the right way, so you can always get what's the most important thing? The biggest return on investment, which I'll just refer to as ROI. We want big, big, massive ROIs when we make these decisions, and I am going to share with you how to get those. So in today's episode, I reveal the most important investments in yourself and your business to prioritize, how to know which investments will give you the biggest ROI, return on investment, and when to make those leaps of faith and make those big investments, even when you don't necessarily have the resources today to do it, but you're feeling called because you're feeling that that return will be there. We'll end on an invitation that will have you making just the right investments at just the right time to get the biggest ROI possible for your life and your business. So you're gonna wanna stay with us until the end. Welcome to Soul Guide Radio. a podcast for soul-guided leaders, influencers, and entrepreneurs here to bring about change on a massive level. We explore how you can activate your big soul mission, amplify your intuitive gifts, and clear the energy blocks weighing you down so you can gain unstoppable momentum in life, love, and business. I'm Allison Scammell, your host and soul guide. Well, hey there, Soul Guide Circle. That is the name of this community of soul-guided leaders, influencers, and entrepreneurs. In the Soul Guide Circle, we have big soul missions, and we yearn to earn more, serve more, and grow spiritually along the way. If you aren't already a member, then I invite you to join our Facebook group of over 1,100 leaders and lightworkers who are in service to each other and the planet. All right, today we're talking investments, how to make the right ones at the right time to get that biggest ROI. And the ROI, the return, is more than just money, you guys. Definitely. We invest, we that return leads to all sorts of things. Money is there, and it's important that for some investments, you want to think about how you're going to get in a financial return. But really, like, when you start to think about happiness, getting a return on your happiness, your health, your relationships, your joy, your know-how, your mindset, you know, the stuff that changes you for the rest of your life. And it puts you on a new path that takes you to a higher place, right? It's that investment that you had a fork in the road and you could have taken a right to less happiness, let's say, to keep this simple, or the investment helped you turn left to go to this place of more happiness. When you're talking about those investments in yourself and your personal growth and spirituality that stay with you, make you a better person from the time you invest until the time you leave this earth, those, like, how do you calculate the return on that? It really is priceless. It's invaluable to you. And those, I think, are often the returns we neglect to give credit to because we so want, you know, our brain is telling us, oh, you want to invest in that coaching program to grow your business? It's going to cost you $5,000. You better get back at least $5,000 in business income or that investment wasn't worth it. That's what our brain is going to tell us. That is not always correct. Now, sure, if you invest in something, let's say, that is intended to grow your business and to grow your business income, yes, there should be, as I mentioned earlier, a financial return. But I want you to really open up the aperture, if you will, on how you define ROI and how you measure return. Because oftentimes we're investing in stuff and we're getting huge returns that we're not seeing. And when you don't see the returns, the ROI isn't as powerful and potent as it could be when you see it and you notice it and you feel it. And that makes you raise your energy frequency. And that energy frequency enables you to bring in more of that return. And the momentum kicks in. And all of a sudden, your return is on steroids. And that's what I want to talk about in this episode, to get you ROIs on steroids every time you make an investment. All right. So let's start with the most important investments to make in yourself and your business. There's a million, right? So I'm just going to share with you the top four I see. And this is really if you're a soul-guided entrepreneur, because life and business, they're intertwined, right? And when you invest in yourself, you are investing in your business. When you invest in your business, you are investing in yourself. So it's all kind of related. And please know, if you're in a slightly different space, your list might look slightly different. But I think that these top four investments will be very useful for you to listen to. And you can decide which ones are most relevant for you. I see the number one top investment in yourself and your business is to invest in your know-how. Invest in your know-how. So yes, that is investing time reading books, taking courses, hiring coaches. That's time and money. And what does know-how consist of? First and foremost, how to be the best expert in your field. So for example, I have a client who's a shamanic healer, and she made the decision to invest a lot of time and money into a long-term course working with a coach as well to help her learn about healing ancestral trauma. So trauma that we've inherited from our family, our ancestry, etc. And she asked me, "Hey, Allison, do you think this is a wise investment?" So I always do two things when clients ask me that. I do a logical look, because logic is helpful here. It's not all about intuition, but I'm going to get to intuition in a second, because you know it's a Soul Guide Radio, right? So I think about logically, like, does this make sense for her? And to be honest, my logic said no, and I'm going to tell you why. So on the one hand, yes, investing in your know-how is number one on the list, on the priority list. And at the same time, I see clients over-investing in their know-how, over-investing in, if they're a coach, classes on how to be a good coach, or in this case, my client was a healer, other classes and courses and coaches that teach them how to be a better healer. And the reason I think they're over-investing is because we are all born, you are born with a unique genius. And we're born with spiritual gifts inside of us. And when we are in the process of working with clients or developing our products, if you're a writer, if you're an artist, if it doesn't matter like what you're selling, when you're in the creative act of offering your offering, so let's use the example of my client. When she's in a healing session, that is when her unique genius is getting turned on and up. That's when she's learning her capabilities. That's when things are upgrading. That's when your very own methodology gets birthed, your own tools, your own ideas, your own ways of doing things. So on the one hand, yes, investing in your know-how, it's number one on the list. But on the other hand, this is the one where I see people overinvest the most, because they think if they invest a little bit more money and them becoming, say, a better coach, it's gonna help them get clients. And oftentimes, instead of investing that time and money in becoming a better, say, coach, that time and money would have been best spent actually connecting with potential clients, because your skill set was already there. And what was going to turn your skill set on and up was actually working with real paying clients and not in a class learning somebody else's techniques, right? So I'm going to give you a great example. That was totally me. I did my first life coach certification through Martha Beck, which I totally do not regret at all. That was money well spent. The reason why is because I was in a very different field. I was working in international development. I was working for government, intergovernment, and I didn't know where to start. And I also wanted a network. That was important to me. So I enrolled into the course and I did get a certification. If you are feeling called to work as a coach or a healer or something in the service-based industry and you don't know whether you should invest that time and money into something like a certification, this is when I would say to you, it really depends on you. Some people I would advise doing the class and the certification, and some people just don't need it. So if you're in that space and you're not sure, I would definitely go to intuition, which I'm going to be talking about in a second. And before going to intuition, just your logic, are you someone who feels like you need some tools to get started? You feel like you need a community to plug into? If you get yeses to both of those questions, chances are it is in your best interest to invest in some sort of coaching certification. Okay, and that was definitely me. But Here's where I overinvested. I then thought, oh, well, now I need to get a master's certification. And that was at a time I was struggling to get clients. And I thought, if I could just tell people I'm a master coach, I will get fully booked. So I invested in master coach certification. And to be honest, it was a good experience. I learned a lot. I plugged into an amazing community. Had I to do it all over again, I probably would. But I did not get as big of an ROI in my master certification program as I did in my regular certification program. And I think the reason why is because I was getting the master coach certification for the wrong reasons. I was getting it because I thought I would get clients, not because I really wanted to and really felt like I needed it to master my coaching. Okay, getting back to my client, the shamanic healer. She came to me. Do I need to invest in this expensive course to learn about ancestral healing? I said no, logically, because I thought that she already knows this. She's a brilliant healer. She already knows about ancestral healing. She's doing it in her family. She's already doing it with clients. What she needs to do is bring in clients, and her know-how is going to deepen and grow and get more powerful whilst working with clients. Okay? But she came back to me. So that's what I offered her. She came back to me and she's like, I don't know. I feel really called to join this course. So then I went to good old intuition, which is where I always go, ultimately, always. And in my world, my intuition always gets the final say, well, 90% of the time. And if the intuition isn't getting the say, it's because some sort of fear is holding me back. We'll talk about that in a second. But I went to intuition and I ultimately got a yes. This is a good course for her. But what I received is that the reason why is because she really needs it for her and her family healing. And certainly when she does the work to clear and heal her own ancestral healing in her family, it's going to make her definitely a more powerful healer. Whenever we do our own work, we're always so much more powerful for others, certainly. But that was the reason why I was the, what I received intuitively was the reason, the primary reason why it was a good investment for her was to apply to her life and her family. And I think that's a great example of how sometimes ROIs don't exactly look like we think they should look. And another primary way you can invest in your know-how is to invest in how to run a successful business. Most of us get called to start a business not because we want to be running a business, but because we feel called to coach or heal or write or be an artist or do yoga or, you know, fill in the blank. It's the product that we offer that gets us excited, not the selling of that product for most of us. I do see it often with clients. They're so passionate about their offering and they're so passionate about connecting to clients, serving clients, making their clients' lives better, but they really resist spending the time, spending the money to learn how to get their offering in front of the right people. And if you don't spend that time and money learning how to do that, your business can only go so far. That amazing product that you have that gets you so excited, that you're so passionate about, is not going to reach the people it needs to reach. And that is, there's something tragic about that. Because we all have soul clients who don't want our offerings. They really, on a soul level, need our offerings. So I really invite you, if you are someone who resists setting up business structures, learning how to do sales and marketing, doing the businessy side of the house, honey, I relate to you deeply. Because that was me when I first got started. And I really did start from scratch at age like 38 or whatever. How old was I? I was 40 years old when I went full time on running my business. And I didn't have any of that know-how prior to launching my business. I learned it all in my late 30s, early 40s. After investing nearly 20 years in different skill sets, right? So please know I empathize with you, but there are ways, my friends, there are ways to not only love offering your offerings and working with clients, but to love connecting to potential clients, doing the marketing, doing the sales, doing all the things. And there are ways. And that is really about finding the right coach, the right program to help you find the ways to not just love being a fill in the blank, coach, healer, writer, artist, but love being a business owner too. To love your business, to love to show up in your business each and every day, whether you are painting or you are selling your paint. There are ways. And if you are someone who's like, I love using this example to paint, but I hate selling it, well, then, hey, I'm with you. Get to the point at least where you're bringing in enough income from your own sales that you can hire a team of people to help you sell. So you're spending more and more of the time in your working day doing the stuff you love, and you have other people helping you doing the stuff you don't love. And that brings us nicely to the second most important investment you can make for your life and business, and that is to invest in your team. And I'm going to define this as the people and the software, because there's a lot of software out there that can help us grow, who can help you do the things you don't want to do and make your life easier by automating things for you. So these are my general rules to how to know when it's time to invest in a person or software. General rule is, I encourage people to try to learn how to do things for yourself first before you hire someone to do it. And that is unless it's something that's absolutely painful for you to do and you have the resources to invest. So this is when the question becomes, what is more valuable to you in this moment? Is it time or money? Let me give you an example of what I mean. Let's talk web design. Let's say you don't know much about web design, but of course you can do Squarespace. There's all sorts of do-it-yourself web design out there. My recommendation would be to, if you've never done a website before, is that you do a do-it-yourself web design. Start from scratch and you'll learn all the basics and make a super, super simple website that has the basics, right? It's got a homepage, an about page, a services page, a way to contact you, a way to get on your calendar to get a discovery call. Bam, right? So building your own website for the first time is going to be a time investment. It's not going to cost you much money, but it is going to cost you some time to learn how to do it. You'll be watching a lot of YouTube videos. I can tell you, I built my first website from scratch, having absolutely no idea. And this was, you know, a long time ago now. This was back in like 2013 when the do-it-yourself website building isn't as user-friendly and sophisticated as it is today. So I was watching YouTube videos on writing code. Oh my gosh. I spent hours and hours and hours on my first not so attractive website. But you know what, you guys, for me, it was such a valuable time investment because I really, really learned the basics of web design. So now in my business, I have a much more sophisticated website. I do have a web designer, but if I need to manipulate some stuff and move this here and change that around, I can do it. I can do it quickly myself. I don't always have to be calling my web designer to say, hey, I like these three options. Can you give me three mockups so I can decide the best? I can just do it myself quickly and it's done. And I really feel like I know my website because I've built one before. Like I get the look and the feel of a website because I put this time in. However, let's say you're really ready to start getting clients. And the idea of spending hours building your own website, even a simple one, feels really painful for you. The best way you can invest your time in the early years of your business is by connecting with potential clients. That is going to always be your biggest return on investment. So if you're spending your time creating content, getting on the phone, having sales conversation with prospective clients, that is always going to be the best use of your time if your goal is to get clients and get booked with clients in the early days of your business. So in this situation, you have to decide, do I want to spend my time building a website so I learn the ins and outs of web design and I save money from hiring a web designer? Or do I want to spend the money to hire a web designer so I can spend that precious, valuable time building my audience and connecting to potential clients so I start to fill my book with clients? And that is a question you have to ask yourself with each and every investment. What is more valuable to me? And what's going to give me the biggest return on investment? What is more valuable to me? What is going to get me the biggest return on investment? So I have a client right now who's just launching her healing business. She has hired a web designer, and I think that was the right decision for her because she is an advanced healer, and she is definitely ready to get her client register filled. And so I like that she has invested in someone else to build her website so she can be designing her signature offering, she can be building her audience, and she can be connecting to the people in that audience and get those people enrolled in her signature offering. Back to my example, in the early days of my business, I wasn't really ready. I thought I was at the time, but when I looked back, I wasn't really ready for, to be fully booked with clients. So that was actually a wise way for me to really get to learn the ins and outs of running a business. And so that was wise for me not to hire a web designer right away and do it myself. And now I am a spiritual business coach. So I help people on their website. So I'm so happy that I have that know-how because not only does it make it better in my business, it makes me a better business coach because I can help my clients with their website. So you can see these investments do depend on you and your circumstances, and I'm giving you the right questions to consider so you can plug in your circumstances to get the right answers for you. And when you are thinking about building a team, here are some general guidelines. Again, consider what works best for you. But my general rule of thumb is to start with a virtual assistant. And depending on your needs, most VAs are very flexible. They can do a lot of different things for you and just take a lot of things off your plate that you don't need to be doing. After that, I would look at things such as a web designer, a bookkeeper, if you have a podcast editor, a copywriter can be a super helpful thing, especially if you really don't like writing sales emails or sales copy, because that is different than writing copy about your expertise. Say if you're a coach or a healer and you like to write copy about healing, it is different to write copy that sells the healing. And if you really don't like to do it, a copywriter may be a good addition to your team, as well as a marketing manager or an ads manager. And I definitely wouldn't hire these all at once. I would do them one at a time, or if you do have the resources, you can look at building the team. But for me, it's all about starting really slowly and just investing in the support when you really feel like you need it. And that addition of that team member is going to free up space for you to be connecting to potential clients and filling your business with clients. Because ultimately, you want to be doing the things in your business that will attract the clients. And if you're doing things in your business that doesn't contribute to the attraction of clients, that and it needs to be done or you want it done, that is a time to consider either purchasing software to perform that task or hiring a person to perform that task. And just a quick word about software. I'm a master of using the free software until I absolutely have exhausted it before I pay for any of it. And I recommend that strategy. There's no reason, if you don't have a huge list with tons of clients, if you don't have a complicated business, there are very few reasons, actually, especially if you're in the early days, to be spending a lot of money on, you know, mailing list software or, oh gosh, you know, there's so many things out there, you know, online calendars, bells and whistles, essentially. I do think bells and whistles are important. I'm a huge fan of automation, but I recommend using all the free features you can until you absolutely can't anymore. And then, and only then, to invest in that, you know, membership. And a lot of software, you know, it's somewhere between $10 and $20 a month, and that's all right. But a good example of software I would hold off investing on is something like Kajabi. So if you do online courses or you have a lot of evergreen stuff and you're looking for a space to place your courses so people can buy them, that's Kajabi. It's very expensive. And so unless you're already making a lot of money selling your online courses, I would put them other places, Dropbox, on your website. Find simple, inexpensive places to put them. People are going to be more interested in the content and not where the content is being stored. And then once your courses start making some good money and you've got that extra resources to invest, then absolutely I would at that point invest in a Kajabi that will help you organize it, keep it more professional, and automate a lot of the stuff so you don't have to be doing it or thinking about it. And the number three investment here, and you guys might be thinking, why is this number three and not number one? I'll answer that in a sec, but the answer is your well-being, personal growth, spiritual growth. So that's spiritual coaches. I would put like human design consultants in here to getting to know your design type. There's so many like Enneagram coaches, astrologers, healers, shamans, EFT practitioners, like all of these people who help you stay healthy, and, you know, health and wellness coaches that really are about you and you understanding yourself. So if you understand your human design type, you can show up in a better way in your business, for example. And I've labeled this as number three because these normally aren't as big of time and money investments as the first two. Normally, your situation, I mean, you might have been working with a healer, for example, for years and spending tons of time and money in a healer. But if you're launching a business or have been in business for a while, this is normally not your bigger time and money investment. So let's just say this isn't really ranked in order of importance, and it really does depend on your situation, as I keep saying. It's more ranked on what are the biggest time and money investments for the growth of your business, and as you as a person who runs your business. And I will say the things that I invest in this category are, I have a human design consultant, Ashley, as anybody who's ever worked with me knows, and they know Ashley. I have an astrologer. I'm a healer, so I tend to do my own healing, but certainly if a circumstance would arise where I would feel like I would need to hire an outside healer for something, I would definitely do that without thinking twice. I don't have a spiritual coach at the moment either because I go to non-physical outlets for that. I work with Source, Spirit Guides, Higher Self. The great thing about working with that energy is it's free in terms of money. It doesn't cost me any money, just some time, which is always so, so, so worth it. And to be honest, I'm always open to a new thing. And I know there's so much, this is when it becomes really endless what you could invest in. But this is when I really go with my intuition and when my intuition guides me and I get a yes from higher self, get a yes from source that this is a thing I need. And if you're not sure, I would definitely look for signs, and a big sign is repetition. So for example, let's say you're curious about going to a psychic medium. I'm a psychic medium. So let's say you're interested in hiring me to do some psychic work for you, but you're like, ah, I'm not sure. I don't know if I believe in that. Like, I don't know. It's Allison charges so much. I don't know. but it just keeps coming to you. Like you hear the word psychic, you get, you know, you turn on Facebook and you hear me say the word psychic medium and like look for the signs. And I always see repetition as signs. When things repeatedly come to you about the thing that you're not sure about, that is very often a sign that, yeah, you should, it's time to invest in this thing. That brings us very nicely to knowing when it is time to invest. But before I do, I just want to say the number four top investment in yourself and your business is advertising. So Facebook ads, Google ads, there's so many different ads out there. And just to say a word about advertising, I really recommend that you find some money in your budget for some advertising. I am all for organic. I am all for human to human connecting, but organic marketing takes time. It does. I don't know a quick win overnight. You know, things going viral don't often happen. So human-to-human marketing, which is 100% how I got started, it took me a lot of time. And when I got to the point where that time investment was paying off and I started to get a full book of clients, then I started investing in advertising. And you guys, when I started investing in advertising, it was a game changer in my business. Things really started to grow when I was investing in the advertising. And I think oftentimes in the online world, we think of advertising as only Facebook ads, and a lot of people get an ick factor on Facebook ads. I totally get you. I understand. I will say that with Facebook ads, even with all the changes they're making now, and they are making a bunch of confusing changes right now, it is still one of the most low-cost ways to get connected to ideal audience members. It happens all the time in my business. I spend a couple hundred dollars on Facebook ads and it gets me thousands of dollars back in clients, tens of thousands of dollars back in clients. So my ROI with Facebook ads is huge. But if you get an ick factor, I get it. I'm with you. Please, please know there's so many different ways to invest in advertising. And I recommend look at your local scene. Invest in local periodicals, newspapers, magazines, bulletins. Those are great ways to get your name out there and reach new audiences. So I'm, from my own experience and from working with clients, I am a big fan in saving some money, especially when you start making money, to invest back in your business and put a portion of that into advertising. And if you don't want to hire someone right away to manage the ads, which I recommend, wherever you decide to invest that ad money, I do recommend that you do it yourself first so you can learn the basics, just like anything in your business. And then once you feel like you've learned the basics, then indeed moving on to hiring an ads manager to help you design your ad campaigns and track your ad campaigns. Okay, now moving on. How to know when it's time. Well, I'm going to give you the logical and then I'm going to give you the intuitive. So first, when is it time to invest in something for your business? When that something can make your business money and performing that function is outside of your zone of genius. So a good example for y'all on this is my podcast. I've launched 3 podcasts now. The first one I did all myself, soup to nuts, absolutely everything. So I learned every little last rope of podcasting. The second one I hired some help on the editing. So I hired a podcast editor to help me because my podcast started making me money. It started to bring in clients into my business. So I had extra money to invest the help. And then I, over time, that eventually morphed into this podcast, Soul Guide Radio, and I show up and deliver the content. This is my zone of genius, creating the content and delivering it. And this is what connects me most to you. And if you're really connecting to this, this is getting you thinking, huh, I would love to work with Allison someday. Maybe I would love to work with her today. Maybe I should book a discovery call with her, right? And this is going to get me the biggest ROI for my business. I'm connecting to you. You're thinking about hiring me. And as part of that, I have other people editing the podcast, doing the artwork, writing the show notes, putting it all on my website, scheduling everything, doing all the social media, and doing the ads. And I run ads for every podcast episode. Literally everything else that has to do with this podcast, someone else is doing. Because I'm hiring them, I'm investing the money. So all I do with my podcast is show up in my genius. And I made the decision that the podcast would be my lead generating magnet. I don't have a blog. I don't have a YouTube channel. I don't have other, this is my number one place where I show up and create content. So I'm investing in this number one place. This is where I'm putting my business investment dollars into, the podcast. And I think this is a great example of good investment strategy. You decide for you that medium where when you show up, you are like smack dab in your zone of genius, showing up at your best, doing your greatest content. For some people, it's video. For some people, it's audio. For some people, it's writing. You decide where it is for you. For some people, it's like meeting people face to face. And do that. Connect to your people using those mediums. And once that medium starts to make you money, hire people to help you do the things that isn't in your zone of genius. And then, of course, you know I'm going to tell you how to know when it's time to make that investment is intuition. Higher self. Ask your higher self. And again, sorry, my podcast is such a great example of this because my higher self has been telling me for the last 3-4 years, podcast, 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 for me, for my business. So you ask your higher self, what is the one medium that I should be focused on in my business that would get me in front of my soul clients and that would be give me the greatest return on investment? Ask your higher self. See what you receive as an answer, then test it. Test it, test it, test it. When you're showing up in that medium and you're like, wow, this could be the medium where I could really show up in my full genius and the full expression of my highest potential, then my friends, you are on the right track. And that is the medium where you should be focusing your time and money investments. All right, you guys, we are in such a roll right now. And my final point I want to share with you is how to know when to make those big, scary investments in your business. Investing money you don't necessarily have today because you know you need to make that investment to get those returns, to get the income, to make your business a prosperous, income-generating, thriving entity. And I can tell you right now, the first time I made that scary investment, I had plateaued in my business and I knew that working with a coach I could afford wouldn't get me to where I needed to go. I knew I had an inner knowing. My intuition was kicking in, telling me it was time to make a bit of a scary investment. And not like fear triggering, right? Pushing the edges of your comfort zone investment is what I'm talking about here. All right? And I got that calling to push the edges of my comfort zone and hire this next level coach who charged next level prices at the same time my husband got laid off from his job. And it was right after we just bought a new house and we bought a house at a price tag that correlated to the salary we thought he'd be bringing in. And then that salary was no longer there. And then the family was looking at my business for the first time since I had launched it to be a viable income source for the household, like to make the monthly mortgage payments. And up until that point, I'd been relying on my husband for that. So in a way, it was one of the best things that could happen in my business because it really motivated me to take things to the next level. And I have to say, that leap of faith in hiring that coach, I invested $7,200, which at the time felt enormous. Now that I look back, it actually doesn't seem that much, but you know, it's all about perspective, right? It may feel like a lot to you, and it is a lot. And it was scary. And I basically had to empty out a savings account, put a little on a credit card, and I did it. But I did it because my higher self was telling me, this is the investment you need to make. This is the leap of faith. And because you're pushing your edges and it's a really big risk for you and where you are in your life, the return is gonna be all the much sweeter. Because if your higher self is pushing you towards a risk, that's really when you're embracing the concept, bigger the risk, bigger the reward. That's when that ROI really does go on steroids. So I took a huge risk at the time investing in this coach because my higher self told me to. And we worked together for 6 months, and I'll never forget, on month six, I had my first $7,200 month, which is the exact amount I invested in the coach. And before that, I had never had, I think, months over even $2,000. And from that first $7,200 month, I was enabled to have my first $10,000 month. Then I had my first $50,000 month. And since then, you guys, I've had my first $100,000 month. And this has all been in the last couple of years. And I wholeheartedly believe with my whole being that my higher self calling me to make that risk and invest in that coach, who was the right coach at the right time, made the growth of my business that I'm experiencing today possible. So if you're here listening to me and you connect to me, yeah, I'm a next level coach now. This is what I do. I help clients who feel like they've plateaued, and they know that they have a big soul mission, and they know that they're really being called to earn more and serve more and grow spiritually along the way. And that means growing their audience on all platforms. That means having your first $10,000, $50,000, $100,000 month. Then I'm your coach. I'm your coach to help you get there. And yeah, working with me is a next level investment, but I am showing up, my friends, at that higher level. And you're investing more, so you're showing up at that higher level, and we're meeting together on that higher energetic plane. And I'm telling you, this is when the returns on investment get massive. This is how they get massive. This is how I successfully raised my rates by 1,000% in 12 months. Because I was making risky investments in the right way, and they were paying off because Source and Higher Self was guiding me along the way, guiding me to these big, pushing the outer edge of my comfort zone investments. So after the $7,200 investment in a coach, my next investment in a coach was $30,000. And that coach helped me get my first $50,000 month. And I want to say, and I want to be clear, it's not just about investing a lot of money. We've all heard the stories, and maybe, I hope it's not you, but maybe you've had this experience too, where you've invested a lot and you feel like you didn't get the return. It was the wrong investment. Sadly, there are snake oil salesmen in the coaching industry. And as the coaching industry grows, it's growing very quickly right now. You know, that trend's not going to stop. So this is when that connection to Source, that connection to higher self can be so valuable. And remember, Source is my source, Source is your source. So if you're thinking to yourself, oh my gosh, I would love to invest in Allison and Allison's coaching, I feel so connected to her. My higher self is saying yes, but it feels scary, and it feels like I'm really pushing the edges of my comfort zone, and I don't know if I'm going to get the return. And it's scary to invest something and not know I'm going to get the return. If your higher self is saying yes, the return is there, and the return is infinite. It's so infinite, you can't even put a price tag on it. Source is your source. And if you're not sure, I'm now to the point in my coaching that I only take on clients who I get a yes from Source. So if you're not sure, get on my calendar. Let's have a discovery call and ask me what I'm getting. If I get a no that you investing in me at this time isn't right, of course I'm going to tell you, because I'm only looking for clients right now who are going to get the absolute highest ROI. That's what I want to attract in, because I want you getting massive returns on investment. So maybe now isn't the time to start working with me. Maybe it's in a year, maybe it's in two or five. I'm always, always going to be so honest with my potential clients about whether or not I'm the right coach, because I'm trying to attract into my experience those people who I can help get the absolute max return on investment. And I do have an academy coming up, you guys, the Soul Guide Academy. It's a high level group mentoring program. It includes one-on-one, it includes group, it includes small group healing. In it, I will help you craft high value, soul infused signature offerings that get sold out with soul clients every time. If you're curious to learn more about it, head over to allisonscammell.com/academy. We'll leave a link in the show notes. You can fill out a very short 5-minute application form. And if it looks like you're a good fit, we'll book a 45-minute intuitive strategy session. And in that strategy session, I will give you a roadmap on how you can get your business filled with soul clients in the next 90 days. And we can also chat about whether or not the Academy is the right investment for you at this time. And the last thing I'll say about the Academy as an investment, the value you're going to get back for the investment will blow your mind. And if you're getting a yes from Source and you're getting a nudge yes from Higher Self about joining the Academy, the return you're going to get for the investment will knock your socks right off, and the returns will stay with you and keep giving to you for the rest of your life. Okay, on to the invitation. My invitation for you is to ask your higher self. Ask your higher self, what is the medium in my business right now that I should be focusing on that will be giving me the highest ROI? What is the medium in my business right now that will give me the highest ROI? So is it meeting people for coffee? Is a medium a podcast? A medium is any place where you can connect to a potential client or customer. So I want you to ask that your higher self, what is the number one medium? Mine is my podcast. I get a lot of clients from my podcast. So for you, what is that? And then the follow-on question to higher self is, where and how can I be investing a little bit more time and a little bit more money in this medium so that I can show up in this medium as much as possible in my genius? All right, thank you so much for listening. This is a longer episode, but I really feel like it was packed with so many useful tidbits for you, your life, your business. If you're loving on it, give it some love. Give it a rating and review wherever you listen, and that is how more people can find us. And until next time, my dear ones, may your soul guide the way. Are you ready to fill your business with soul clients in the next 60 days? Then download my free energy upgrade meditation to amp up your energy frequency, dissolve the doubt, and attract the soul clients you are destined to serve. Find a link to download on my website, allisonscammell.com, as well as in the show notes.